This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello all, welcome once again to a Slice of App Pie. I'm going to start with a mini tip this week before my main tip, since I've been getting a lot of emails about this issue. The size class previews at Xcode 8 are representative of several devices with the aspect ratio and size. People have been asking me, where's the iPhone 5? And it's not there because it's actually the iPhone SE. The iPhone SE represents the SE, the 5, and the 5S. The iPad Pro 9.7 inch represents the iPad Mini, the iPad, the iPad Air. The iPhone 6S is the 6 and the 7, and so on. From the standpoint of size classes and layouts, these devices are identical, so Apple only gave them one name. But they are the same resolution, they're the same aspect ratio, and so they left them the same. That's what's going on with those. And so you just pick the one that's the closest, and that'll be the right one. This week's big tip of the week themes with the post of the week. I'm a big believer in play and education, but I believe in structured play. Before play, you need to set a few constraints on play and give an introduction of what you're playing with. My tip is to use both of these when you're teaching someone to use your app. You'll see Apple's ultimate version of this in the Swift Playgrounds I'm reviewing this week on the website. You should use it too. Give your user a safe place to play with some instruction on how to play. Sometimes your app by nature is safe. By safe, I mean that doing any action does not harm your user physically, or by an expense in time, emotional energy, or money. A calculator is always a safe app. The user loses little if the application fails or the calculation is wrong while they are learning it. An accounting system, on the other hand, can cause legal and financial damage to a company when a user plays with the system and makes a mistake. For the accounting system, a sandbox to play in and try out features in the system is a safe way and a great idea. There's a lot of middle ground. Some games will make the first level super easy with instruction on how to use it, so users get the idea of the game. That's what I mean by combining play with constraint. I discuss the learning theory behind play a lot more in this week's post. It is a review of Swift Playgrounds for iPad. I've been wanting to write one for a while, but a lot got in the way. A lot is still in the way, but I wanted it done so you have it this week. From a point of professional development, it is a tool you should be using. I've been keeping it open next to my Mac so I can prototype ideas and play with many of the commands I'm trying to write about in my posts. On a plane, an iPad is a lot easier to use than any laptop, and I've often coded models and a few view controllers on just my iPad. For a business system users group conference I attended a few weeks ago, I modeled an accounting feature missing from the system in Swift easily on the plane down to Miami. Playgrounds are something seriously check out. On to book news. I want practical auto layout to be done. I am looking for a November 1st publication date. There's a lot of work yet to do, but I did find that Kindle may not be as bad as I thought. I have 4 more chapters to write. I removed another chapter since there are better ways of doing the same thing. That should also speed me up. I will be burning the midnight oil a lot here. The cause of the delays is, of course, the video courses. I am fully underway with the video courses. I'm doing a lot of work on all of them, but I have no definite information about them yet. I have one still in post-production with no date for release. 4 more courses I've started to write. I'm juggling a lot in the air right now. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be talking to you next week. Keep coding. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.